Is it time that sex education was taken out of the hands of school teachers? A survey has found that 1 in 5 people here say that their sexual education lessons were based on the personal beliefs of the teacher or stance of the school rather than evidence-based information. Mark Breslin from the Family Planning Association joins us. And Mark, good morning to you, first of all.
Morning to me.
You can explain the results of this survey.
Well, just sort of put in context, Finney, where the survey came from. It's part of the AFPA Sexual Health Week, and the theme for Sexual Health this week in the UK was around STIs. And we know that the UK continues to have a high rate of diagnosis of, in and around the STI issue. So one of the parts that we were looking at was, what do young people learn in schools? What's the RSE being taught, or SRE in England? And what we found is that, from an early age...
Mark, I'm going to have to just stop you there. There seems to be a bit of an issue with your phone line. We'll get the guys behind the scenes to talk to you and we'll bring in some of our other guests. Also on the line, commentator Malachy O'Doherty, former school principal Michelle Markham and Reverend David McElveen from the, of course, Free Presbyterian Minister. Good morning to all three of you.
Morning.
And Malachy, first of all, does this surprise you when you hear this?
No, well, actually it does in a way because the figure's lower than I thought it would have been. It's always heartening to get some indication that things are liberalising and secularising a wee bit in Northern Ireland. But still in all, I think we do have a problem if we have sex education for children being governed by religious perspectives. Obviously, we have a tradition of faith schools, and that's going to stay with us, and people are going to have very strong religious ideas. But more and more, there's a divergence between the moralistic, conservative idea of how sex should be taught and the real world that we live in and the kind of advice, for instance, that your GP or a social worker would give you. And that's not, when I was at school, sex education was based on Genesis. It was all about the relationship between male and female. It was about procreation. It was governed by biblical tradition, and the idea was that you only had sex when you get married. And that's not that kind of advice doesn't restrain young people from having sex. It doesn't reduce the numbers of teenage pregnancies, and it ignores the whole fact that we have other areas of sexuality, from transgendered, homosexual, and whatever, that aren't even included within that vision.
It's much more complex now than perhaps was perceived years ago. 030 30 80 55 55. Mark Breslin, you're back. Hopefully your line's a bit better. You were just in the middle there of setting this out for us.
Sorry about that, Finny. Yeah, the survey was carried out as part of Sexual Health Week, FPA UK Sexual Health Week, and the theme was around STIs. So part of that was to look at what young people learn in school. Where do we get our information from? Our research shows that countries with statutory RSE from an early age have a much better sexual and reproductive health outcome. So as part of that, we carried out this research, which was, it's pretty recent. So it was from July 27th of July, the 1st of August, 16. So you're talking a month ago. And as you can see from the figures, Northern Ireland quite clearly shows that the majority of the young people here feel that the education they're receiving in schools is faith-based. It's led by the teacher, it's led by the ethos of the school, and not reflective of what it is they need in the 21st century.
Of course, Mark, many would say that when parents are deciding what school their kids go to, they quite often will pick a school because of their Christian or their religious ethos, and therefore they would expect there to be some kind of faith-based connection when they are having all their lessons, including about sexual education.
Yeah, I think the difficulty with that is, though, that young people who are going to faith-based schools, regardless of whether it was picked by their parent or not, have a different sexuality maybe than the parents think they do. Maybe they are from the LGBT community and frightened of coming out. Maybe they haven't spoke to their parents about this. Maybe they're the ones sitting in the classroom during the RSE classes feeling, I need someone to talk to. Who do I speak to? What do I do?
Mark, set out for us just some of the facts and figures from your findings in regards to STIs, contraception, etc.
Well, they show that the rate of STIs in the UK continues to rise. There is a year-on-year rise in STIs, and we have to relate that also, though, in terms of probably, people going along for testing. So, that may be comparable there. So we needed to look at how that impacted on our young people. The survey was carried out to look at what education young people were getting around all forms of contraception, all forms of sexual activity. And from that, we've seen quite clearly the reflection that schools are letting young people down in relation to this education.
More than two-thirds, 69%, said that they had never had an STI test. So how does that link into the information that they're getting in school?
Because the STIs in school are talked about, sexual activity is talked about within school from a fear base. It's not sex positive. To actually describe sexuality and relationships as being something that's positive doesn't happen in many faith-based schools. Young people are frightened to discuss it, they're frightened of the subject, and therefore they're reluctant to actually take the test.
Okay. Michelle Markham, you're a former school principal. Your thoughts on this?
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, this is a very, very wide-ranging and difficult subject, and I think Malachy identified some of the key points. The interesting thing is, as I read it, the survey was conducted amongst 2,000 people. But I would love to know, did they actually go into schools to see, was there a backup to the opinions expressed by the 2,000 people? Because I think that we have moved on in terms of how we introduce relationships education in schools. And, I mean, it's very, very, very up to date. I've looked very closely at what the Department of Education advises schools and what schools should be doing. Whether or not schools all across the region are actually implementing fully all the guidance and advice from SEA and the Department of Education is a different matter. And some of that will be to do with the fact that the ethos of a school does not permit, without parental consent, teachers to go into detail about certain aspects of sexuality. Having said that, it doesn't mean there will not be discussion about controversial topics.
Although we did, Michelle, we did have a look online ourselves,
yeah.
A quick look just to see what kind of advice one Catholic maintained school would be giving in Northern Ireland, and the key messages that were to be promoted throughout the school, one of them was the deferment of sexual activity until marriage. So basically, don't have sex until you're married and then everything will be okay. But realistically, is that something that is going to be beneficial in terms of telling kids that, or are a lot of young people going to have sex regardless and perhaps not have the information that they need because of this so-called deferment?
Benny, there is a fine line between having no parameters for guidance for young people and having some parameters. It's an aspiration, a good aspiration, that young people should wait till they're more mature before they have sexual relationships, fully sexual relationships. Why should we be advising young people under the age of 16 in schools on the best way to have enjoyment out of sex? It's not actually really where I think we should be coming from. Now, I'm not going to defend poor policies or inadequate policies, but I am saying you have to question on controversial subjects where the role of the school comes in, where the role of the parent comes in. And also you have to look at the fact that in this survey, the Family Planning Association survey, it is the over 45s actually who have reported more STIs than younger people. It is they who are saying that they had worse sex education at school than younger people.
So you're basically saying, Michelle, that things have got quite a lot better.
I'm saying, Vinny, I'm not unrealistic. I am saying that it's very controversial and there's huge advice from SEA about how to deal with controversial subjects. Very, very good advice. Schools will tackle this in their own way, according to the ethos of
Yes, and according to this, according to these stats, 20% or 19%, basically, people say that they feel it is affected by the thoughts and the beliefs of the teacher or the school.
Well,
I want to bring and just one second. I want to bring Malachy back in at this point. Malachy, do you think when we link sex with religion, does that potentially taint the information that you're going to get?
Well, I think it's bound to. I think it's bound to because the religious view, the Christian view and the Islamic and most religious traditions view is that sex is about a relationship solely between a male and a female for the purpose of raising a family. And that's not the reality in the real world. I mean, Michelle says, for instance, and very responsibly, I think, if you've a 15-year-old daughter, it's a nightmare to think that she might be having sex with her boyfriend, in a shed somewhere or wherever. But if she is, then you want to make sure that she has good advice.
I want to bring in the Reverend David McElveen at this point. David, just in terms of that faith element, religion, a lot of parents will pick a school because there is a religious background to that school and their teachings.
I think that's very important indeed, Vinny. But I think the most important or two most important attributes in any person's life is, of course, the eternal soul and the physical body. And I believe that we should teach our children that the body is a very valuable part. It should be protected. It should not be subjected to what I will call a lustful intent. Now, I believe that it is the parental responsibility ultimately to instruct children in sex education simply because they are emotionally attached to the individual. And I think people who are unemotionally attached are really in many ways disqualified, in my view, from entering into the intricacies of sexual education.
What about the people, though, the young people, and you know, whatever age they might be, if they're 19, 20, and they decide they want to have sex and they don't have that religious being, you know, background, regardless of what their parents want them to have? You know, they're young adults, they have their own minds, and they will decide for themselves if they want to be religious. Are they not entitled to have all the facts and information that perhaps a school wouldn't give them because of a religious ethos behind their teachings?
Well, I think the findings of this particular health inquiry indicate that the disease amongst the people is increasing. And I think that's unfortunate. I think we should feel very troubled that in spite of all the apparent availability of sex education, that we're still facing an issue. And Mark is trying to put the blame on the faith-centered teaching. I think that is not acceptable, because this is something that really is promoted through television. It is promoted through publications. People are orientated today towards a liberalization of sexuality. And I think ultimately, as a nation and as a country, we will start paying the price.
Okay.
And the tragedy is that affects the individual. And that's
Finney, can I pick up on a few points?
Very briefly, go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, Finney, just a couple of points. The FPA are not blaming anyone for anything. The FPA are simply saying that the RSC provided in schools for a lot of young people is inadequate. I'd like to pick up on a point by Michelle also. Good RSC is not about teaching under 16s about sex. RSE is much more than sex education, and I think that's the point we missed. And much more. FPA will promote relationships and sexuality education in a way that gets young people to think about their relationship. The most important relationship they have is with themselves. We talk about personal space. We talk about personal choice. We talk about consent. We talk about young people looking at relationships, sexual or otherwise, that are appropriate for them. We do not emphasize sex education in young people, but we do emphasize the fact that sexuality, sexual health, and sex education is very, very much needed for our young
okay.
people.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed.